Steve, yes. Hello, yes, welcome back. I am here. Right, okay. I am literally less than 50 yards away from where Spider-Man is holding his protest at the moment.
Yep.
The footbridge, which has basically played host to him this morning, has been sealed off by the police, who have stood right in front of me monitoring everything that I do. But they've been very good, very casual, relaxed about it. We've been talking about the situation since I last spoke to you. A lot of conversing is going on. I've heard bits of what is being said between Spider-Man, who is obviously representing Fathers for Justice, and he's got his protest going on. He's talking to negotiators who are on the opposite side of the bridge to him. I can't see the negotiator, but there is definitely some conversation going on. And there's nothing that I can make out of it that is sort of winding him up as such, or there's no... It seems to be relatively, good banter. I don't know if that's the right phrase to use.
Relatively civilised. All civilised at the moment.
Civilised is the phrase that I would use at the moment. Yeah, yep. You know, he doesn't look agitated, I think, is probably the phrase that I would use at the moment. There's an awful lot of emergency vehicles here, and as Fiona was saying... this kind of thing, yeah, there is a protest. It does put a lot of people out. It can cause danger. And also, I think one of the things that you have to take into consideration is the considerable expense. I mean, from where I am now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 police cars. There's 4 vans. 3. There was a fire engine here somewhere earlier on. There's another ambulance just around the corner from where I am, which is on the entrance to the Toneway. So you've got to think of all the expense which... is being made because of this protest. Right, okay, he's down. The police officers have just moved the banners from them. Just this second posted the first photos of him being led away into the car. Literally, we were here as it happened.
Good.
I think it's brilliant. And it's what's incredible is all of a sudden, it's just all cleared up and everything is back to normal within seconds. Yeah. So I think it's fair to say that the negotiators have done a very good job. Potentially, I know through the course of this morning we were saying he was up there for the long haul. That was the impression that we got. He's obviously been taken into custody now. He's made his point. But he's now down, and
do you know, Darren, if he was taken into custody after negotiation, or did that specialist police team you thought were there, did they have to intervene, or did the negotiators do it?
For the last 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I've been sort of stood at the entrance to the bridge where I could hear conversation going on. And I couldn't hear what was being said exactly, but it was audible, and it was all very light-hearted. There was a lot of banter, there was a lot of laughter between both sides of the bridge, so it was all very, very good-natured.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's come to a very peaceful conclusion.
Good.
Because potentially it could have been worse. It could have been a lot more volatile. But like I say, it's resolved itself. And yeah, it seems to have. Sorry, mate. I'm a little sort of shaky at the moment because instances like this don't happen all the time. And to be on the scene as it happens, and to cover something like this is very important to the radio station, to what goes on in and around town. And it's important that people know about it, and the fact that we were right on top of the scene as it happened is an absolute bonus. So,
I have to say,
that's where we're at.
You've done a grand job, mate. You've done an absolutely fantastic job. You kept us up to date. Fiona was here earlier from the CAB, and she said, you know, it was brilliant listening to the radio, listening to Tone FM on the M5. I knew exactly what was happening, so I knew what I could do to get back into town. So hopefully we've helped a lot of people during the course of the morning as a result of the reports you've been giving us.